Proclamation number 6440 of 31st of December, 1955. Love, divine principle. The divine principle is love. And everything that moves within love can be called divine. But where unkindness prevails, there is God's counter-principle, there works the one whose nature has completely de-divinized itself through its apostasy from God, who turned everything upside down and became God's antipole. But what it means to be in his sphere can only be explained to you humans in such a way that you are deformed, that you possess no or only inadequate knowledge and wander about without strength which a divine being has in abundance. Yet you can remedy this lightless and powerless state. You can change yourselves into divinely empowered beings again. You can acquire an abundance of light and strength and use it according to divine will if you also let the principle of love prevail within you. If you consciously detach yourselves from the one who is devoid of all love. This is easily possible for you if you only ever move in love, if you inwardly unite yourselves with eternal love. Every person who establishes this bond, at first in thought, will also feel a flow of love flowing into him, for he will feel prompted by a soft heart to be active in love. Only the bond with God is necessary because this signifies an opening of the heart for God's flow of love, which is the beginning of the work of transformation the human being shall accomplish in earthly life. Every good thought is turning towards God, every evil thought is abandoning oneself to its opposite pole. Every good thought is a source of strength, every bad thought a weakening, and both have an effect on the human being's soul, on its nature. In the human being both impulses will fight against each other, because the human being's spiritual sphere is lightless and filled with all evil thoughts and desires, but in the soul a spark of light and love from God also glows, which can shine so brightly that it can dispel or transform all evil thinking. Love can assert itself against all evil urges, but the human being himself must have the will to establish the connection with God, then God himself will also work, and his working can only ever be determined by the principle of love. Thus make the transformation into a divine being possible for the human being by allowing his flow of love to flow into the heart of a willing human being. On earth unkindness is predominant because earth is the realm of the one who is without love and therefore God's adversary. Nevertheless God's ray of love also penetrates his realm where it only finds an open heart, where a person ignites the spark of love within himself, where his thoughts rise up to God, whom he recognizes as creator and father and to whom he consciously unites himself through his will. Then the light of God's love can take effect with all its strength and ignite a fire which can never be extinguished. And the fire will radiate a light which exposes all shortcomings, which also allows the devastations in the realm of God's adversary to come to light so openly that the human being will always make more of an effort to give his life a different direction and also to enlighten his fellow human beings about the defective state which, however, can be changed into a state of true life, into a state full of light and strength. The light of love reveals everything. And a seeing person will no longer find it difficult to take the right path, and he will also want to lead his fellow human beings this way. Where the principle of love prevails, there is truly already the kingdom of God, even if the human being still lives on earth, and already on earth people can shape themselves into gods, because through a life of love they always unite more closely with God and become like His fundamental being. Because then they will become again what they were in the beginning. God-like beings in love, light and strength. Amen.